In the news this week, Costa Coffee is accused of glorifying trans surgery. Disability campaigners urge MPs not to legalise assisted suicide. And a palm-sized premature baby leaves for home after a six-month stay in hospital. Hello. The UK's largest coffee chain, Costa Coffee, has come under fire for promoting double mastectomies for gender-confused women. The cartoon image circulating widely on social media was emblazoned on one of its express vans and appears to show a topless young woman bearing the marks of breast surgery and drinking from a Costa coffee cup. Dr. Helen Weberly, founder of Gender GP, an unlicensed gender-affirming clinic that targets young people, welcomed the use of the image, claiming top surgery is a completely routine and normal procedure. But Maya Forstatter, executive director of Pressure Group Sex Matters, was one of many to express concerns. The main issue here is promoting and glamorising self-harm and the idea that young women should have their breasts removed. Safe Schools Alliance's Tanya Carter branded its use crass and irresponsible. And writer Julie Bindle called Costa absolutely bonkers for celebrating a woman having breasts removed for reasons of social contagion and vanity. A spokesman for Costa said it celebrated the diversity of its customers, team members, and partners. Disability campaigners have warned MPs that legalising assisted suicide in England and Wales would pose a serious threat to disabled people. One participant in the House of Commons Health Committee inquiry into assisted suicide and euthanasia expressed a growing sense of unease about the lack of value society seems to place on disabled people's lives. We're sending out a message which says, here's an option. You can cost the state £5,000 a week for health and social care support needs, or you cost them £1,500 as a one-off, and that will solve everybody's problem. Another feared people in distress might see assisted suicide as an easy way out, not because of disability or pain, but just because they can't access basic support. A third campaigner, a severely disabled power chair user already in receipt of palliative care, revealed that people come up and say things like, if I was you, I'd kill myself. Don't you wish you were dead? There's this massive preconception that disabled people want assisted suicide laws because they do not want to live with the lives they've got. Such a belief, they countered, is not true. MPs are due to consider the findings of the inquiry later this year. An Isle of Wight LGBT project backed by National Lottery Heritage Fund money has been criticised for claiming Alfred Lord Tennyson was queer. Out on an Island lists the English Poet Laureate among those whom it describes as hidden and forgotten LGBT people.
The Out on an Island project aims to queer the Isle of Wight's history and heritage and to shine a light on a century of forgotten LGBTQ plus people and places.
The island's history from an LGBTQ plus perspective.
We will now take you on a tour.
Farringford House, where Tennyson and Emily, his wife of 42 years, stayed from time to time, has featured in an LGBTQ plus heritage trail promoted by the Isle of Wight's official tourism website since June 2022. Out on an Island, which also runs workshops for local schools, bases its claim on the grounds that Tennyson enjoyed a deeply affectionate relationship with fellow poet Arthur Henry Hallam. Historian Dr. Zaria Massani, himself a homosexual, called the claims absurd, while Frank Faraday, Emeritus Professor of Sociology at Kent University, argued this impulse to read history backwards is an anachronistic projection of contemporary society. And finally, a baby boy born in the US 16 weeks early, at just 24 weeks and one day, has been allowed home after a six-month stay in hospital. When mum, Kristen, went into early labour, doctors told her the baby was probably not going to make it. But weighing just 1 pound 6 ounces at birth, baby Zaylan was taken straight to the neonatal intensive care unit, where he gradually recovered. Kristen recalled, "When they took him down, I was pretty scared. He was so tiny, he fit in the palm of my hand." Now home, his mum observed, "He's pretty funny now. He gives me the side eye. He smiles and laughs all the time." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.